Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Pensacola, Florida, it's time for Pensacola Business Radio. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Hey, good morning. Keith Obert, broadcasting live from DeVille Square. Here with Pensacola Business Radio, I've got a great group of guests in my studio this morning. I can't even call you Travis anymore. Not you told me your name's Moose. So I just got to call you Moose. So, Travis, good morning.
Good morning.
From Unlimited Training Academy. Mandy Fernandez. I was totally about to call her Kelly for some reason because we were talking about the Google thing. So, Mandy Fernandez and Carl Questenberry from the Small Business Development Center. Both of you, welcome this morning.
Good morning.
So, we obviously have been chatting a lot here about small businesses in the growth in our community. And I think this is perfect segue for Travis because you're 3 months into this.
Three months.
Yeah. So tell everybody what Unlimited Training Academy is.
Unlimited Training Academy is a multi-sport use facility. We have a 10,000 square foot building, all artificial grass in it. And we have 5 batting cages, 3 pitching mounds. So we started with baseball because that's what we know. And that's what our connection was to get started. But we're trying to transition into soccer, softball, football, everything. So, and even just a big area, a banquet room, if people want to come in and rent it out as that as well. Yeah. So just a big room that you can pretty much do anything in.
So maybe ping pong?
I'm down for some ping pong. I'm down for some ping pong.
So you said you're starting with baseball. So that's because that's what you've played and that's what you know right now, yeah?
Yeah. I'm here in Pensacola because I played for the Wahoos. I had an 8-year professional career, 5 with the Philadelphia Phillies, 3 with Cincinnati Reds, and I was with the Atlanta Braves this year, and I got released. And was coming back through Pensacola, and Quint Studer had me come over to his house, and he offered me a job to run the RBI youth baseball program in the inner city. And then I took over the Pensacola Training Academy, which was a baseball academy off of North Davis. And that building was going to shut down. And so my co-owners, Savannah and Bryant Richards, I was giving their son Rylan lessons. And we started kind of talking about the idea of starting our own academy and kind of breaking off on our own. And so that's what we did. After we had that first conversation, we met the next day, and 5 weeks later, we had our building up and running.
I coached Rylan.
Did you?
He was on the baseball team that I was coaching over at the rec center last spring.
Awesome.
So Rylan and Cohen were both on my team. They were my 4th and 5th batters.
Yeah.
So that's funny. It's small town, small world, right?
Yeah. Rylan's very talented.
Yeah. Yeah. And his dad was my first base coach.
Okay.
So, because I had never coached baseball before. So it was one of those things where we needed another parent. Otherwise there was going to be like 30 people on a team, which you know is never going to happen in baseball. And so I raised my hand. And I was like, look, I'll do this, but I have no clue. So one thing I've noticed with the baseball community a little bit more than some of the other sport communities was, man, every parent was there to help.
Yeah.
Every parent wanted some form of growth in the sport with their kids.
Yeah.
So you guys have lined yourself up to help facilitate that for people.
For sure. And baseball is such a technical sport. I mean, basketball, most people can coach basketball. You get on the court, there's 5 of you, and run a couple plays and put the ball in the hoop.
Get the ball in the hoop, right?
Baseball is so much more technical. There's just a lot of details with swing and fielding and everything, pitching, that people need help with.
Yeah.
And so parents want to help so bad, but it gets to a point when their kids get 10 years old where they're kind of out of ideas on where to go. And so that's where we come in. And our staff, we have a very extensive interview process with our staff, and we have 6 coaches now that all played college baseball or softball or professional baseball or softball. And it's a 3 interview process. We're not just going to hire anybody to come in. We want them to know their stuff, but also be able to connect with kids. And that's the most important thing. We're different, I feel, in a way of, we teach in a very positive manner. There's coaches out there that almost beat kids down and they don't want to come back. And so that was my biggest fear of, I never want a kid to get burnt out of baseball.
Yeah.
That's just a terrible thing.
Yeah. You don't want him to dread the sport.
At, 11, 12 years old, that I'm done with baseball. I just can't stand it. No, we teach in a very positive way, and all of our coaches know that. And all of our coaches are mentors and leaders first, and then coaches second. The percentage of any kid that comes in to play baseball, or really any sport, it's way less than 1% that are going to be professional.
Yeah.
So we want kids to become good men and women.
Sure.
first and then become good baseball and softball players.
Which I think lines right up with every parent's reason for pushing their kids, pushing maybe not be the right word, but for getting their kids into sports to begin with.
Yeah.
Is the teamwork, you know, learning how to lose, because let's face it, we're not going to win every match, you know, learning how to win, learning how to work together as a team. So, man, you got a great philosophy.
Thank you.
I think you guys are going to do really well here. So
appreciate it.
Walk me through the process of coming to you guys and enrolling into the training academy.
Yeah. You can find us on our website at unlimitedtrainingacademy.com. Or we're located at the cross streets of Fairfield and Palafox, kind of in that area. Our address is 3881 Pasco Street in Pensacola, and you can come in and see us in there. But if you're looking for instruction, we have one-on-one private lessons, and those start off at $70 for 1 hour, and then $65 for a 5-lesson package, and $60 for a 10-lesson package. And there's also ways to, even though that sounds expensive to some people, we looked around the area and around the country of different prices, and we pretty much cut them down. Yeah. So we are the most affordable baseball and training academy in Pensacola and around the panhandle here. But another way to make it affordable is we have group lessons, where a group lesson is considered 2 to 6 kids, and they come in with one instructor, and it's only $40 a kid, to make it a little bit more affordable. So if you have a buddy or two that you want to come.
Yeah, as I say, so next year when I'm coaching the team and I still have no clue what I'm doing, I just send them to you, right? Yeah. The comeback superstars.
And that was a good segue we have a thing called Rent-A-Coach, where you can rent me or any of our staff members to come out to your practice, wherever that may be. And you can also come into our facility, and we can give that instruction as well to an entire team.
Yeah. Have you ever, or not ever, but do you have anything that helps some of the parents to coach? Do you have any way of teaching them?
We're trying to get into that. That's a big thing. There's so many awesome parents and volunteers that want to help, but they just don't know the skill set as well. And so we're trying to get into those coaches' clinics, and we're trying to go around to each league individually to give those coaches' clinics with some of our staff.
Because I think that was the biggest thing when I said, you know, hey, I'll coach baseball. Of course, I did the same thing with soccer, but I had a bit more playing experience with soccer. Baseball is always, I've just watched. I mean, I played a little bit growing up as a kid, but I did not realize how much of the strategy, whether it's the person that's at bat, the order you're in, the way the play is going to go.
Yeah.
And so trying to, luckily I had literally had probably 9 out of the 12 parents jumped in to help me coach. Thank God. Mm-hmm. But they would, as they were showing me, you know, the strategy here, it's a lot different when you're on the field than when you're watching it on TV. Absolutely. I can tell you that. And then trying to teach that to the kids, you know, find the ball, where's the play, that kind of stuff. Man, thank God that they were there to do that, because I had absolutely no clue. So a service like that might be worth it to me.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, because I want to keep playing baseball. I can tell you that.
Keith, I can tell you this, and Travis probably will agree. Just as an observer to children in the children's leagues, it is specifically with baseball, and you're absolutely right, Travis, the technical aspect of baseball is so significantly different than some of the other sports.
Yep.
And the children learning the skill sets and how to do things the proper way. I'm not talking about being the best.
Right.
I'm talking about being able to execute the proper way, because that elevates it, the priority of safety. Doing something the proper way limits injuries. And that's the biggest thing. You have all of these parents that want to coach, that want to help, and it's a wonderful thing. But teaching a child how to do something correctly, the proper way, not only gives him a better situational outcome, more he's happier because he can do it the proper way, but it limits the safety. It makes it a safer exercise as well. I think it's a great, great concept.
Yeah, and that's a big thing with we have a 9, 10, 11, 12-year-old youth baseball travel teams, and that was another big priority for us, is just that safety of kids' arms and whatnot. We don't necessarily need to win right this second. We want kids to develop throughout high school and go on and play college and professional baseball. And a lot of programs around the area, you got your one stud, and they're going to pitch until that game is over.
Yeah.
We're not doing that. Mm-hmm. All of our coaches have played college and professional baseball, And we know that winning right now is not worth, it's not worth an injury.
Yeah.
And so teaching those proper techniques and whatnot and developing that arm strength with different ways that we've learned throughout the years is just so important. And so we want every kid that comes to us to be safe and not experience the Tommy John surgeries that are just in rapid growth right now. So we're trying to eliminate that.
Well, and I'll tell you the biggest thing that I always found coaching the kids was, and we didn't have a great record, I promise you. I think we won 3 out of all of our games, but once they could hit the ball and throw the ball and catch the ball and make a play, that's all they cared about in the beginning. You know, I mean, yes, it was nice to win and you had a couple of them that, you know, oh, we lost again or whatever. But once they started playing as a team and really getting the hang of it, because I had some guys that had never swung a bat before, let alone hit a ball and run to the base or you know, find the play for third or whatever. But once they were doing that and they knew that they could do that, man, they were having a blast.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what did we miss, man? What else are you guys? You've got some things coming up, don't you?
Yeah, we sure do. We are so lucky to have Addison Russell. He's a shortstop for the Chicago Cubs right now. He's been coming into our facility and training. And we have an event coming up for him on January 24th. Tickets just went on sale yesterday for that event. It's going to be a nice dinner banquet. The tickets for that are $50. And you can purchase those by calling into the academy or on our website. And you can also purchase an autographed baseball for him for $100. Because of his contract, he is not allowed to just sign anything. And so those autographs are going to be limited. But anyone that comes to that event, of course, you get the great dinner. And then I get to hear Addison speak and you're going to get to meet him. Every single person will get to meet him and shake his hand and take a picture with him. While you're at that event. So it's going to be I'm really pumped up about it. Yeah. Addison's such a great kid and he's a guy that you're going to be hearing a lot about for a long time.
Yeah.
He's already developing that superstar status in Chicago. And, I think the Cubs run, last year in the playoffs would have kept going if he would have stayed healthy.
I'll tell you what, if they had won the World Series and the whole Back to the Future thing came I was on the edge of my seat that entire series. I was really pulling for him.
Yeah.
And I'm a Cardinal fan, but we were out in the beginning. So.
Yeah. We also, have our high school travel ball team tryouts coming up, this, Friday and Saturday. It's for any high school, athlete. It's for 14U to 17U, and we're going to be going to all of the big tournaments around the South, the Perfect Game, Aflac Games, all of the tournaments that that all the professional and college scouts are going to be at. When I was playing in high school, I needed to have somebody get me noticed, and so I'm kind of trying to do the same for the kids around here. Well, not me and my co-owners and Unlimited Training Academy. But I'm really excited about the high school programs. None of our travel ball teams will affect anything that the actual high schools are doing. Our season is in July and August, so the high school programs will be done. But we're trying to get all of the kids around here, which is just such a hotbed of baseball talent, noticed. And we want all those colleges and professional scouts to know the kids' names around here in Pensacola.
Well, and we were talking about this earlier when you said hotbed. I mean, it's not just baseball. And since you guys are doing a multi-sport facility, I mean, the soccer talent here, which I think all of us in this room are okay with having some more of.
Yeah.
You've got hockey. You've got, I mean, help me out here. I mean, we've got tons of basketball.
Lacrosse is getting bigger. Football. Yeah. I mean, just the names. Shoot, Bubba Watson, co-owner of the Wahoos. Golf. Yeah. I mean, golf's getting bigger. Yep. Lacrosse. It's crazy the amount of talent.
We got UWF bringing football.
Yeah.
That'll be exciting.
That's awesome.
Go Marcos.
There we go. So, okay, man. Well, let's let everybody know one more time where they can find you.
Yeah. You can find us at our website at unlimitedtrainingacademy.com or our street address is 3881 Pasco Street in Pensacola. If you want to give us a call there to talk about any of our lessons, our group lessons, our travel teams, you can call us at 850-434-2189. So, and yeah, we're at Unlimited Training Academy. So I'm so glad you had us on.
Yeah, I'm glad you're here. I'll tell you what, now that I you got to bring me a baseball with Moose on it.
You got it.
I will put it up in the, it'll hang out in here. We'll put it in pictures. All right.
Deal.
Cool. Well, thanks for coming in, man. Hang out with us for a little while. Okay. So, Mandy and Carl, let's talk small business development.
Yes. And we were so glad to meet Travis and hear about his endeavors because he is exactly the type of person and the type of client that we want to help. We want to see new business come into our community. We want to help existing businesses. That's what the Small Business Development Center does. We are here to provide resources at no cost. And
I love it. Do you hear that, everybody? No cost.
No cost.
No cost to you, as Carl said earlier. No cost to you.
Those are my favorite words.
Exactly. And we provide regular training to the community. Yeah. And all of this can be found on our website. And Carl and I are going to get into that more in just a minute.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to just go ahead and ask you, what kind of training do you have? And what kind of training do you suggest for, let's just say I'm scraping the last of it together and I'm ready to take the leap of faith?
Well, a leap of faith. prior to the leap of faith.
Call us first.
Yes. And the reason is this. People have a passion. Very few people are fortunate enough to actually have a vocation or profession that they have a passion in. Normally they get out, there's some student loan debt. They want to take the first thing they can get, just to satisfy the obligations that they have.
Sure.
You need to make sure that your passion is going to be something that you can monetize. Just because there's a need, whether it be a business need or a personal need, you need to be able to monetize it. So it has to be this is for a for-profit entity.
Yes.
You need to make sure that you can make money, that it can sustain itself. And there needs to be a little analysis put into that. And just because you see Joe Smith or Sherry Sawyer down the road, and those are fictitious people, incidentally, that are doing it down the road, doesn't necessarily mean you can do it.
Yeah.
Maybe the market is saturated. So we can help you from the very onset of the business concept to move it into a generic feasibility analysis to make sure that your passion is going to be aligned with yielding the resources, the money that you need to support your lifestyle.
Yeah. And I think you hit on something that I think a lot of entrepreneurs or those starting the businesses, that's sometimes a question they're afraid to ask. Yes, I have a great idea, but you really need to ask yourself, can it make money or how's it going to make money? And I think there's a lot of people and a lot of ideas. I've had probably several of them that,
right.
Had I maybe asked that question and done a little bit more research first, they probably would have actually gotten off the ground.
Right. And it's not, and I don't reference this to thwart enthusiasm, because the entrepreneurial spirit is what our country was founded on. But you need to have some financial prudence and putting forth. If you're going to allocate your time, your effort, and your money to go do something, give it the highest probability of success.
Yeah.
And we're here to assist you in that initial phase of the process and moving it forward.
Do you have any analysis to do with that? If you have a good idea, maybe it's not the best idea in Pensacola, but maybe it is a really good idea in Mobile. Do you have any analysis that you go through for that or steps you take to try to see what market it would be best in?
Not so much the market it would be best in, but we can identify if that market is going to lend itself to be successful to that concept. It's kind of the reverse of what you were asking, but yes, we can't just arbitrarily say, okay, this is the concept and these are all the markets. It can be done, but little bit beyond what we're set up to facilitate for the business community, but the other way around, will this location support this concept? Absolutely. And we do that quite frequently.
Yeah. You guys have a huge database of demographic data, correct?
We do. And we have the resource and access to the University of West Florida, who's one of our strategic partners and helps fund us. We're part of the College of Business. We are also part of the Florida Small Business Development Center Network. So we can tap into resources all over the state. And then
you have lots of relatives.
We are part of America's Small Business Development Center. So we're part of a national group. So we are fortunate that we can reach our arms into these different pots and pieces on a regional level, a state level, and a national level.
Yeah.
And what makes that even more robust is that given my background and my history in corporate advisory services, say there's a particular industry sector or a particular concept that I don't have a great personal understanding of.
Yeah.
I can reach through my network and research who has that skill set and bring them into the discussion to advance the best interest of the client. And again, all of this, all of our services are in what's in the best interest of the client. We have no dog in the fight. We're agnostic to it. We like to hopefully identify a process that we can quantify on how decisions can be made.
Yeah.
And move forward. And we do so on such a level that if you have, maybe you don't have all the resources and you need additional resources to make that happen, the analysis and reports that we can assist you in generating, you can take to a bank, you can take to a group of investors, a pitch deck to expand upon the business concept to get others to evangelize and agree with you and invest those resources necessary to make it happen.
And I think something that every business owner or even person in business needs is a non-biased overview opinion of somebody who has, like you said, no dog in the hunt and is not afraid to tell you this won't work or this will work. Here's the things that we have that can help you make it happen.
I like to tell people, just come in and have a conversation with
yeah.
us. You know, there's no long-term commitment. It doesn't cost you anything. Just come in and have a conversation with us.
Yeah.
I know on this show, just 2 days ago, MB Family Foods appeared, and they are a client of ours, and they've worked specifically with Carl. And Carl can tell you, just from them coming in and having a conversation with him, I believe he helped them save a couple hundred dollars on their shipping and distribution costs. Is that right, Carl?
Yes.
Did they make you their grits? Have you had the grits?
I have not, although I've been to the tasting at the farmer's market on the weekend, you know, but I personally can only take so much. And Doc, who has a very refined palate and enjoys a degree of spice, if you will, I'm a borderline pepper guy. When it starts exceeding a pepper heat, I really can't take it. But their sauces that they make and the dishes that they prepare are just phenomenal.
Yeah. Really good. So they brought it in here, and of course the whole studio smelled like it all day, but man, what fantastic stuff. So I don't mind plugging them at all.
Great people.
So you're just going to have more and more food come by.
Oh yeah, man. Absolutely. Yeah. We do a foodie. I'm going to go ahead and plug this one too. We do a foodie life show. It'll be twice a month starting in February, which is usually restaurant people, bar people, chefs, people making their own food, entrepreneurs, sauces, all that kind of stuff, where we all hang out and eat food and talk about really cool stories of the restaurant industry.
That's not your least favorite show.
No, not at all.
And Keith, one thing else I'd like to mention is that we assist small business, and we work under the auspices of the definition of small business as put out by the SBA, the federal agency, which is 300 or less employees.
Yeah.
And up to $20 million a year.
That qualifies as a small business.
Everything underneath that threshold is a small business by definition. So from concept to somebody wants to create hot sauce or have a daycare to manufacturing facilities. We have several organizations that we consult for that have, you know, 10, 15, 20, actually some that are just pushing exceeding the $20 million a year in sales revenue. So we cover the full gamut. So just because you have a concept, just don't think that the Small Business Development Center caters to that,
right?
To that little sector. We cover the full gamut with a full complement of services for anything associated with business.
Yeah.
If you've been in business for 2 or 3 years, we want to help you look at adding an additional location or looking at franchise options. And as Carl said, we touch upon the full life cycle of a business. So even someone who's getting ready to exit or sell their business, we have analysts who are certified specifically in just those exit strategies so that you can do it successfully. We also help you do business with the local government. We even have an international trade specialist. So if you want to take your product or service and, you know, export it into other countries,
that's a good idea.
We have people on staff who do that as
well. Help facilitate that.
I think a lot of people don't realize just how much we can assist.
Yeah.
And there's no cost.
Yeah, there you go. So, okay. So walk me through the process of getting on board with you guys. How does it work?
The easiest way to do that is just to go to our website. You can register right there online, sbdc.uwf.edu. You can also give us a call, 850-474-2528. you can walk in our doors too, but you know, we may already be assisting other clients.
It is best to set an appointment. I do know that.
Yes. Yes.
So, but if they come in your doors, you guys are also, you're at UWF.
Correct.
And then
we are also located downtown and inside the Greater Pensacola Chamber, which is one of our great partners.
Yeah. So, and that's actually that's part that I've experienced with. I've been down there. So I didn't know if that was one of the distant cousins or if that's all part of that big group.
And just next week, we are going to be doing a Google, Get Your Business on Google training.
I will be there.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
There's no cost to that particular.
I think
training.
Moose is coming with me too.
I
think he's got some.
We've learned a lot about that. The whole Google face. So,
yeah.
That'd be good.
Having your business be visible on Google is very important. Yeah. Having those reviews, having those hits. So we are excited to help our small business community get more visibility on Google through that workshop, and that's January 13th. They can register for that on our website as well.
As it relates to the regional geography, we cover UWF office, we cover from the Alabama line to the west all the way to Panama City.
Yeah.
That is our district. So for any business or organization, and we have satellite offices spread all the way through that geography. Mm-hmm. It's not like if you're in Panama City, you got to come all the way to Pensacola.
Yeah.
So we have offices that are fully staffed that you can receive the level of service that you need.
Very cool. And then so just curious, who does it in Panama City?
We have two consultants over there. They're located in the Panama City Mall. We just celebrated a grand opening there in October.
Very cool.
We also are in Fort Walton Beach. We used to be on the Emerald Coast campus, but now to be better served in the actual business community, we are part of the Synovus Bank.
Yeah, because that's a little north
of Beale Parkway. Yeah.
So, and then even though some of your borders stop there, I mean, you guys continue to work with all of these other entities in the state that also do small business development. Is that true?
Correct. As Carl had mentioned earlier about some of the resources we can tap into, if someone has a specific need in another area, but they don't have the expertise, they may contact us to see if we can assist, and vice versa. That's what's so great about the SBDC and our network is we can pull regionally, statewide, and even nationally. If we need to.
Yeah.
And I probably could have been a little more clear. The SBDC in the state of Florida, I think we have 56 offices.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And it covers the whole state.
Yeah. And typically every SBDC is attached to an institution of higher learning. So in our case, and we're actually the very first SBDC in the state of Florida, and it was chartered out of UWF and started the whole process. You have UCF, University of South Florida.
Miami, Tampa.
We have
no Gators, though? I'm okay with that. I'm a Knoll, so.
I am a Gator, but I'm saying it very low. It's been a tough year. But
we're not doing any better, man. It's okay.
but we have the resources. And why is that significant? Because the reference material that we utilize, the databases, the analysis software that we regularly partake with to help business, these are very expensive platforms to own for single entities. So we're able to leverage the university's resources to have access to those types of tools that we utilize in helping small business.
Yeah, well, and not only that, but you're also alluding to the fact that it's a compiled data. It's not just this region. You really can compare it to the whole state as well as the rest of the country.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So pretty effective stuff.
Being part of the university is very beneficial. I can think of one short example that we helped the Innovation Coast Award, the top three winners in 2014. And Carl worked with several of them.
Yeah.
One of them, Robotics Unlimited, wanted to improve their speech and the dictation on their presentation they were going to give in order to pitch the business idea. Carl said, I can help a little bit, but it's a little bit out of my area. So he paired him with the speech and forensics professor at UWF. And we're able to do that because we're part of the university. They're one of our stakeholders, and we can tap into those resources.
And that's Sebastian, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So
He has a little accent.
Yeah.
Just a little.
Yeah, but yeah. And for those that don't know, they just now released their standing workspace thing.
We saw it. We were just looking at it.
Standing. Very cool. So, and I think part of them, they did some of this upstairs, I think, before they've just now moved into their own, they're their own entity in their own building and stuff. So a perfect example of from start to finish of creating business and commerce here in Pensacola.
Yes, I'm having lunch with Dr. Cotton.
Are you? Next week. Very cool.
We love helping those people. We have wonderful clients, and that's what we're here for, to help local business grow and succeed.
So if you had a couple suggestions for somebody that wants to come to your services, do I have to have a business plan first? Can I just have an idea? What helps facilitate some smoothness and some speed behind doing these things?
Well, we do offer a workshop, and it's called Is Your Business Feasible? It's a 1 hour,
it's
no cost
question we want to ask, right?
Right. It's usually offered once a month. So if you kind of have that idea in your head, but you don't even know if you can formulate the plan yet, we suggest people come to that workshop. We also offer starting a business, usually also once a month, and they go over the nuts and bolts of what it's going to take. And they don't try to scare you, but they try to be very honest. This is what you're getting into.
Yeah.
This is what you need to do.
Which we all need.
Yes. And I think it's important for people to understand, first of all questions are good. You know, everybody comes in from different levels and areas, and sitting down and having an honest discussion is the best advice I can give to anyone considering going into business for themselves, because it goes from concept to feasibility. And from that point, you really start moving towards a business plan. And I'll discuss this briefly. A business plan, most people's understanding, as a general statement, as a practical matter, is that they think they want to go borrow some money, and nobody's going to loan them any money without seeing a written document to quantitatively illustrate how they're going to get paid back. Because whoever's loaning you money wants to know how they're going to get paid back. Well, that's not the most important function of a business plan. The business plan is really a living document for the entrepreneur or business owner to gauge and steer their business. It's not a static document. It changes and evolves with time. That's right. And it is a tool that should be used with not a high degree of frequency, but to look back, get feedback, modify it, and continue to use it to steer their business.
Yeah.
And a lot of people think it's like going to the dentist. It's such a painful thing for them to do. Well, it's inherently important for the business owner or the entrepreneur to go through that process. And the reason is this: they can pay for somebody to do a business plan for them, but when they go to the bank or they go to the investor, they're sitting across from that banker or they're sitting across from that investor who has already reviewed this document, and they're going to ask for money. And that person is going to have questions, and they're going to ask them directly to that business owner or that entrepreneur. And if you can't properly and sufficiently answer those questions, guess who's not getting the money?
Yeah. Yeah.
And if you aren't an active participant in the creation of that document and have gone through that process to understand what is in it, you're just setting yourself up for failure.
Yeah.
So you have to be invested in that process as opposed to just sending it out and having somebody else go through and do it for you.
Yeah. Oh, and I think you said a really important thing here, which was, the business plan needs to be written as a reference vehicle for actually running the business.
Correct.
As opposed to just some statements of an idea and some financial numbers thrown out there.
Correct.
You know, there are other entrepreneurs that we've had in the studio and we've talked about, and one of them gave me a statistics, and I don't know if it's true, but I'm pretty sure it's probably pretty close, but that's part of what he did for a good bit of his life was read other people's business plans, and he did mathematician stuff, and he had told me probably 9 out of 10 business plans were not written to run a business. They were just simply written, like you said, to either borrow some money or to throw an idea against the wall and hope it sticks.
Right.
But every one that he did read that was written as a living document are all now very, 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 and I mean like millions to billions of dollars of income a year.
What a testament.
Successful businesses.
What a testament.
Yeah. So I don't know how to write a business plan. What do I do?
Well, we have a workshop.
There you go.
And that one's offered at least once a quarter, maybe not every month. So come to that workshop if you can. And then, of course, if you can't make that, then go online, register with us, and have a one-on-one consulting session. Yeah. Someone like Carl or one of our other staff members can assist you with that process. And we have the software tools.
That was going to be my next question.
That can
a lot
help
of times,
with that too. And yeah, it's no cost to, you know, the person coming in.
So what's the software that you guys use? Just out of curiosity.
We use several. We have Business Plan Pro.
Yeah, that's a good one.
We have Live Plan that I think is really a robust, easy-to-use platform that integrates with current market data. That's just a personal preference for myself. And we have some of the SBA templates that are there. So between those three, we can find a harmonious fit between taste and preferences of people. But I think Travis will appreciate this. We're coaches. We mentor and advise.
Yeah.
We don't, just like you, you don't go out there and field a ball for a kid.
I still try.
I find myself jumping out of my seat at a ball game doing the same thing. So I understand that. But I don't want people to think that they come to us and we do it for them. That's not what we do. We're educators.
Right.
We're advisors. So we mentor you through the process. You have to be vested in it, because if you're not vested in it, you just don't get the same result.
Right.
You got to have your flesh in the game, so to speak.
Yeah.
You know,
you still have to do the work. You still have to implement our suggestions.
Yeah. You can't just throw an idea and let UWF SBDC run with it, huh?
Correct.
Boy, if it were that easy, right?
Exactly.
I have a question for y'all. I've heard a lot about workshops and everything that you guys do with that. Do you do anything with social media? Because I know social media is so big, and everything that I would love to throw out my social media handles before we get off.
We're going to do it, and we'll include it on the on our page when we're done too.
Perfect. But do you have workshops for social media and everything like that?
We do. We have a lunch and learn, no cost social media marketing class coming up on Wednesday, February 3rd. It's going to be located inside the Greater Pensacola Chamber.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure we still have some seats left. So I'll share some information with you, or you can just visit our website.
That's one that recurs quite often, isn't it?
We do.
I have been to one of those before, and it's very informative. And we use social media obviously we're streaming and all that. So most of our outreach is through social media. And there were things, I'm pretty savvy with it, but there's a lot of things that you just don't think about that they've got there.
Even if you think you may know quite a bit, sometimes just coming for the networking with other businesses can help, because there could be other parents there who have kids who may be interested in coming to your training academy. So I would encourage people to come just for the networking opportunities and for the potential to learn, obviously, things for their business.
I'm telling you, you're coming with me to the Google one next week. I promise.
Let's go.
We'll run down there together. Okay. I'll bring my running shoes.
Travis, one of the other things, being that we are part of the College of Business, we facilitate the most aggressive part of the outreach function for the College of Business into the business community. And that is part of the requirement to maintain one of the national accreditations that the university has at the College of Business. And as part of that, the different departments within the College of Business, you've got the marketing, the management, finance, accounting, whatever the case may be. And as that outreach function, we get asked quite often to put together student teams to work with individual corporations here in the Pensacola area. And one of those, and I'm mentioning this to you because one of them is for online marketing. Mm-hmm. There's a specific class because we mentor and advise the teams and manage the teams as they go through that process. You just don't get stuck with a group of kids and they're running wild. They're controlled by one of the consultants in our office. I say controlled, managed. Run the office. It's a lot like herding cats sometimes. But that specifically has been a very, very popular requested. You get on a list. I can't tell you when you come up in the queue, but we evaluate what your need is relative to the assets, how many kids, how many teams we can have, and so on and so forth. Now, that's both on the undergraduate and on the graduate level. So although the MBA students, that number is not as large as far as the number of teams, we can have specific targeted projects based upon a business's need. And we've had some really outstanding results with that. And for the students that like to or anticipate staying in the local business community, what an awesome platform it is for them to deal with the actual business owner of a company.
Yeah.
Because when they get done with their academic pursuits, what do they need? They need a job.
They need a job.
They need a job. So they have the ear of a senior level executive, and they have a chance to shine.
Yeah.
And get it done and make a lasting impression.
Yeah, man, what a multi-level, really cool thing.
Yeah.
So, okay, so Mandy, fill us in. I know you guys have tons of stuff coming up. Let's let everybody know.
Well, I'm glad Carl mentioned some of the student work that we do, because right now we are still open to accepting more businesses who may want to work with student teams. So if a business is listening out there and they would like these fresh, innovative, young, bright minds from UWF, please, you know, contact us and let us know that you're interested.
Yeah.
You know, preferably someone who's already in business. I mean, they can't do much to help the pre-venture people right at this point. But if you're already established and in business and want these college students to look at your marketing plan, your social media, and those aspects, get in touch with us and we maybe can pair you with them. It would be a semester long project. So I'm glad Carl got into that, because that is something that we are trying to do, is look for more clients to fill that need.
Yeah.
We have tons of workshops coming up. We've got everything posted online up through March, business planning, like we talked about. We also have QuickBooks for your business. So,
That's the fun one.
Right. Yes. If you are considering QuickBooks or you think you may need it for your business, we have someone who will get into the nitty gritty pieces of that, business planning, also human resources management and how to stay out of trouble.
That's always a fun one too.
Correct. Our regional director actually teaches that. He's got 10, 12 years experience in human resources for large scale companies. We have lots going on. So just visit our website or stop by one of our locations or give us a call. We're happy to tell you more.
Awesome. Okay. So, and the website is?
sbdc.uwf.edu.
Perfect. All right. And then Travis, let's let everybody else know where they can get in touch with you, and feel free to throw out as many social media handles you have, dude.
All right, deal. Our Instagram social media is Unlimited Training Academy. Of course, our website, unlimitedtrainingacademy.com. Our Facebook is Unlimited Training Academy, and that's all our Facebook has everything on it, all of our details and our specials. And we're starting a little tip of the week, little video that we're going to put on for fielding or hitting and whatnot. So our Facebook is our big one. And then our Twitter account is UTA Pensacola. And you can feel free to hit us up on any of those. We would love to hear from you and love to get y'all into the academy.
Very cool. And did we miss anything, you guys, before we kind of sign off here?
One last thing, Keith. I think it's important for people to understand that we are a community-based asset. The Small Business Development Center is a community-based asset. We're here to serve the public. But that couldn't be possible without some serious commitment by some particular individuals. Our state director, Mike Myrie, who believes and evangelizes what we do with the community and how the different ways we can integrate throughout it. The president of our university, Dr. Judy Benz, who is an advocate of what we do for the community. But of particular importance is Dr. Dean O'Keefe of the College of Business, who is a champion of what we do and what we represent throughout the community, not only to the businesses we serve, but in the opportunity that students get to become part of that process and understanding how life really works.
Yeah.
And I think that those three people need to know how thankful we are.
Sure.
That they've invested into what we're trying to evangelize through the business community.
Yeah. And I think, especially here with Pensacola Business Radio and just the entrepreneurs that we have through here every day, is one of the things that you really notice over the last couple of years is how, like you just said, invested UWF is into We All Rise or We All Sink.
Correct.
And well, let's give our kids something that they either don't want to leave, you know, to go to college or pay that out of state stuff, but a community that they want to come back to, you know, whereas 10 years ago, we all had tumbleweeds rolling down the street, you know, now we are thriving and just on the brink of exploding.
And it's exciting times.
Yeah, it really is. And a lot of it has to do with that exact mentality and philosophy that of those three people that you mentioned. So,
and not, cool. not being from here, being from, I'm from Washington State. The community here is just incredible. And yeah, I mean, I'm so thankful.
Well, we hope you hang out for a little while.
Hey, I bought a house, got a dog, own a business now. So I'm cemented for a little bit.
You're here, right? Okay, cool. All right. Well, I want to thank all three of you for coming in today and hanging out. And I have a feeling, well, I'm going to see you Wednesday at Google class. So. Yeah. But I have a feeling I would like to be in touch with a lot more of what you guys are doing and probably share some more of what we've got going on here.
Welcome it.
Yes, so, we'll come back anytime and share even more.
Cool. Awesome. All right. So you guys can find us at Pecola Radio X or at Facebook at Pensacola Business Radio or on our website at pensacola.businessradiox.com. Again, thank all of you for coming in here today. This has been Pensacola Business Radio, where business is good and your work matters. Mm-hmm.